you know, the right brand and so forth.
What do you call a plastic pillow if you wanted to mop the floor and you had to fill it with some water and soap? What would you call that kind of pail?
I'd call it a bucket, I guess. Although pail is familiar to me. That's it. My bucket.
Do you by any chance have one of these lovely cabinet type things that you put your trash in it?
No, I don't have a, that's a compactor. Right? No, I don't have one.
Do you just put your trash out in a can outdoors for the trash collector to pick it up?
Oh, a plastic bag, yes.
What do you call the large cans?
Trash can.
Is there another name?
The garbage can.
What do you call the big containers that you see behind stores? Mm. And big trucks come around and pick them up.
Oh, the dumpster. Yeah.
Is there another name for that?
Not around here. It's the dumpster, actually.
Why is it the dumpster?
Because the dumpster brothers made it.
But again, right here in Knoxville. Knoxville's only a unique item. Mm. What do you call the man? If I were to die in a hospital, who would come and take my body away to do something with it? What would you call that man? Presumably a man. Or do you know any women that do the same thing?
Well, see, to do something with it. The undertaker. But then sometimes a coroner comes in. It depends on what.
He wouldn't take me anywhere, though, would he?
Well, if he wanted to do an autopsy, he would, wouldn't.
Where would he take me if he wanted to do an autopsy?
The cow at the morgue.
What would this undertaker be driving?
Oh, a hearse, I suppose.
When you were a child, what did you call those if you saw them come down the street? Because not everyone died in the hospice.
What did you call the vehicle?
Mm-hmm.
We called them an ambulance or a dead wagon. I think I learned hearse after I got a little older. Because at the time, when you were saying the ambulance really was the same company as the, well, it was the undertaker who ran the ambulance service.
I just didn't want to jump you there. Jump the gun.
Mausoleum. I never know how to say that word. Mausoleum, I guess.
What are they put in there? Do you know?
Well, a ball.